some guys been around long, and, you know, when playoff time come, they at home watching, and, you know, I think, you know, it can get hard right this time, and it's easy to just say, I'm going to finish these three games and take an early vacation.
Based on that, it would seem like it'd be tough for you guys then to win out. I mean, if you think guys have kind of, you know, are...
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, that's why we lost four in a row. I mean, you know, that goes for, you know, not getting 100% effort from everybody, because if we get 100% effort from everybody, we can easily win these games, you know. So I think, you know, that could be the case a lot of times, just not getting everybody all every game.
Can you get the 100% from everybody in those last three games?
I think so. Just because our backs against the wall, why not? Why, even if we go home early, even if we win the next three, we still not make the playoffs. So why not go after these last three games, knowing that this might be your last three games of this year, and you got a whole 6-7 months off, you know, before, right, you know, this another season starts. So it's just something you just got to really get your mindset down and go out here and play hard throughout the season.
Like you said, you haven't given up. I mean, is it frustrating you? Is it disappointing you? Did you sense that some of your teammates have kind of, you know, have that?
You know, it's just hard. When you lose, it's easy to throw in the towel, you know. When you're winning, it make it easier to go out there and practice and want to play hard because you're winning. But losing, everything changes. It's easy to, you know, put your head down. I mean, Coach Shanahan, you know, yesterday in the game, after I gave up a play and they kicked the field goal, came to the sideline with my head down. It really wasn't down. I was just down, kind of disappointed. But it wasn't like I was giving up. He was like, pick your head up. It ain't never pick your head up. And, you know, that really made me realize that no matter how the game going or how the season going, you really just got to go out there, continue to play, and try to get better.
Right. Jared, guys, I mean, obviously, there's not one thing going on right now, and it's team-wide, not just defense, not just offense. But from your side of the ball, right now, what is your biggest concern the last month?
Just, man, we actually haven't been playing that bad. It's just, like I say, a play here and a play there we hadn't made for us to get out the field. Just like Seattle, you know, that last drive, we just needed one stop, and we couldn't get it, you know. So things of that nature. It's just like one or two plays. We actually not playing that bad overall as a defense. It's just a few plays we giving up that's causing us to lose games.
So the big plays, or are you more concerned with like third downs?
You know,
getting teams off the field.
This last week, probably the most, you know, big plays we gave up all season. So we ain't really worried about that. We know, you know, I really gave up like three. So I know what I got to do. Just read my keys better next time and play team orientated defense instead of trying to go out there and make all the plays on my own. I was being a little bit too aggressive just because of the situation we're in. I'm really trying to, you know, make plays, you know, desperate to make plays when I can just let plays come to me. So I know I got to do that better this weekend. And just, you know, we can't do too much. We guys just got to keep playing. You know, we can't go and dwell on the past and think things are going to go bad. We just got to continue to play.